Davis, on the channel, throughout our lives, we often find ourselves embracing either a positive or negative outlook. The opinions of intellectuals and the collective experiences demonstrate that maintaining a positive mindset enables a life devoid of stress and anxiety. Conversely, a negative mindset leads to constant concern. Positive thinking brings about numerous benefits, while negative thinking can be detrimental. By cultivating a positive mindset, one tends to view others in a favorable light, treating them with kindness and respect. This positive outlook promotes harmonious relationships, as it encourages individuals to avoid arguments and actively seek reconciliation within marriages, families, and other social connections. Thinking badly of others means instigating arguments and fights, and always highlighting the negatives instead of the positives are the results of a negative mindset. A positive mindset will put your heart and mind at ease, your temperament will be good, and you will live your life in happiness. But on the other hand, a negative mindset can cause depression, tension, anxiety, an increase in sugar levels, an increase in blood pressure, unrest, discontent, a lack of sleep and more. Deepa Sumandhi Channel, Islam is a religion of hope and optimism. When highlighting and correcting someone's mistake, it is essential to confirm whether that individual was the one who made the mistake. The Quran teaches us to verify information we receive to ensure it is correct or not. Then you should ascertain the cause of the mistake. For example, a mistake could be made due to a lack of knowledge, a misunderstanding, anger, passion, malice, and jealousy. It becomes easier to correct someone once the cause of the mistake is understood. A commendable way of correcting someone would be to speak with him respectfully, away from other people. The person being corrected must not get this impression that he is being humiliated. Rather, he should feel you are looking out for him. Those who are permitted to be firm means teachers, fathers, and husbands should not exceed the boundaries of Islamic law. Correcting someone in a negative manner involves addressing them with anger, frustration, or hostility, often without a valid reason. This approach to rectifying people is akin to creating a hole in a vessel before attempting to pour something into it. Instead of fostering growth and understanding, negative correction can lead to further conflict, damaged relationships, emotional harm, and put up a barrier which prevents the other person from taking on board your advice. Giving someone a long lecture, exposing his faults to others, and not caring about his age and rank are things to avoid when correcting someone. Deva Samadhi Channel, if the mentioned points are adopted into our lives and the negatives are abundant, our homes, neighborhoods, offices, and social gatherings will be places of peace and love. May Allah grant us the ability to act upon this and grant us salvation from hell. Ameen bijahin Nabil Ameen, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.